朋友，欢迎你收听活在耶稣里事工网站为你提供的福乐人生讲坛。今天我们的讲员是孙约翰牧师，他的讲道信息有英文同步翻译。愿神仆人的讲解能引导你更好地认识神和跟随神。
你说什么时候下个礼拜不来做礼拜了？
You may say, Pastor Sun, I'm not going to come back next week.
我不愿意交白卷啊。
I don't want to be submitting homework that I have not done. 哎
呀，没关系。
It's okay.
你如果写好了以后，你就给我。
If you write down, if you can write down this homework, give it to me.
你没有写，我也不会讨，我不想你讨债的。
If you do not give it to me, I will not chase after you.
你想一想看。
But think about it.
为什么？
Why?
这九个人。会让耶稣稀奇。
Why did the nine cause Jesus to be puzzled?
为什么这九个人
？How come the nine?
让耶稣感叹
？And allowed to make him awkward.
为什么这九个人
？Why
让耶稣失望
？Made Jesus disappointed.
你回家想一想看。
So you go home and think about it.
你不做也没关系。
If you don't do the homework, it's okay too.
但是我盼望你帮我，那以后我还可以因着你帮我，我可以想到了。
And because
你说好不好？
if you are to respond, then maybe I can use your notes.
那么我现在来讲。
So let me continue on.
为什么这一个人他会回来
？How come this one came back?
为什么
？How come?
那但他回来的理由在哪里？
What is the reason for this Samaritan to come back?
他为什么与这九个人不同的那一个理由在哪？
What is the reason? What is the motivation for him coming back?
原因在哪里
？Where's the reason?
你不要知道为什么他会回来。
Do you want to know why he came back?
啊？你不讲我也不讲了。
So if you don't answer, I stop.
那十个人。
Ten of them.
九个人的十个人都接进来。
All of them were cleansed.
九个人不回来。
Nine of them don't return.
一个人回来了。
One comes back.
而且这个人是撒玛利亚人。
He is also a Samaritan.
是外邦人。
He is considered a Gentile.
他怎么会回来的呢
？How come he came back?
对我来说，只有一个字。
From my perspective, one word.
这一个字。就是他回来。
This word makes him turn back to Jesus.
这个字激动他来回来。
This word will motivate him to come back.
一个字。
One word.
什么字
？What is that word?
啊，信。Very good.
哎，
其他的十个九个人不信吗？
也信。So the other nine did not believe? No.
我告诉你们一个字。
There's one word.
请你们大家看。
Look.
这个字很重要。
This is an important word.
我也查了希腊文。
I also studied
the Hebrew. 我也看了其他的参考书。
I also referred to
other references. 我觉得这个字实在是太宝贵了。
This is so precious indeed.
All right, 请你们大家一起看你们的圣经。
Let's turn back to scriptures.
第十四节。
Verse 14.
耶稣看见就对他们说，你们去把身体给祭司查看，他们去的时候就洁净了，这个十个人都洁净了吧，对不对？
In 14 it says,
那种有一个人见自己已经好了，就回来大声归荣耀于上帝，又伏在耶稣脚前感谢他，这人是撒玛利亚人。什么字？
What word are we talking about from verses 14 to 16?
一个很重要的字。
There's a one word, a key word.
A key word.
A key word.
你们说什么字？啊？就还有呢？信还有呢？这个字非常重要啊！见，看见。
When he saw,
弟兄姐妹，看见这个希腊叫 adio。
That is in Hebrew called adio.
And 希腊文
in Greek.
那么这个意思什么意思呢
？What do you mean by this?
那是这个字见呢，这意识啊，意识的意思 recognize.
When he perceived,
yeah, perceived. 他意识他自己。
When he perceived, he observed himself.
啊，他看见的，就说他知道，确实是知道。
He knows for sure.
他已经好了。
Then that he was cured.
不对，他这是非常一个激动的一件事情。
This is something amazing.
我告诉各位
I can tell you.
他所以回来
He came back.
那是他看见
Because he saw.
那他是观察到
He observed.
那是他意识到
Because he perceived.
他实在明白
He understood.
好像他数算的意思
It is as though he counted.
哦，亲爱的弟兄姐妹，我是一个不配的人。
He realized that he was not worthy.
我是一个不能的人。
He says, I could not do it.
我是个一个做付不起的人。
I could not afford any cure.
我尽了，竟然蒙了上帝的恩。
And yet I have now been blessed.
那弟兄姐妹们，换句话说，
In other words,
这个字也告诉我们说，让我们好好的思想，好好的数算，好好的
The point is that we need to examine carefully, we need to see the blessings in our lives.
我们今天很多的弟兄姐妹，包括我传道人在里，我这个祷告主医治了以后，我们从来把主的恩典就忘光。
Many times we pray, we ask for healing, we get healed, then we forget it.
我们要常常数算主的恩典。
We need to count the blessings all the time.
我们要意识到我这个人竟然蒙了上帝的恩典。
We need to realize that since we have received the blessings from God.
所以在这里让我们看见三件很重要的事情。
Three important points.
他来回来的原因。
The reason why he came back to Jesus.
第一件事情。
First,
他感觉到他这个人是不能好的一个人。
He realized that he was incurable.
这个大麻风是医生是没有办法说，当时没有办法医治。
During that time, leprosy was incurable.
就在那等死了。
He was waiting for death.
他们十个人就在那等死了。
The 10 lepers were waiting to die.
他们是没有希望的人。
They were hopeless.
他没有顺从的意念的人。
They have no sense of faith.
All of a sudden, 他就看见他自己好了。
All of a sudden, he realized that he's been cured.
啊，他意识到他自己好了。
He could perceive that he's been cured and healed.
他数算这完全是主恩典。
He knows that this is God's blessing.
大卫在诗篇一百零三篇怎么说
？That is why David says in 107
Psalm. 他要你不要忘记上帝的恩典。
Do not forget the immense blessings of God.
弟兄姐妹，你要数上上帝的恩典的。
You need to count the blessings.
神的恩典在我们的身上何等的多呢
？There are so much blessings in our lives.
我们是谁呢？竟然这样的蒙恩典
？So who is entitled to this?
我们光坐在这个地方
As we sit here,
我们可以说这是何等大的主的恩典
This is God's blessing to us.
我们不仅是来到这个富有的国家
Not only are we dwelling in a rich country,
我们来到一个最好的一个地方
We can live in a best place.
而且我们能够在这个地方信靠主耶稣
That we can believe and trust in Jesus here.
这是何等大的恩典
These are all blessings indeed.
就把我们从罪恶中拯救出来
That he has redeemed us from sin.
我常常做见证说
I always testify and say,
在六十几年以前
A few years ago,
60
years ago,
我是走迷惘的道路。
I was walking the way of death.
我这个犯罪走都来。
I was in wallowing in
没有个人改变我。
No one can change me.
没有一个人把我绑起来。
No one could bind me down.
让我不去做那些不应该做的事情。
From all the evil.
然而上帝的恩典。
And yet God's blessing.
这如同保罗怎么说
？What did it say?
我今天成为何等样的人
？I am this person today.
都是上帝的恩典。
It is all by His grace.
弟兄姐妹们，你觉得你了不起吗
？Do you feel that you're so good?
你觉得你很伟大吗
？Do you think that you are worthy?
我告诉你，若不是上帝的恩典
，without the blessing of God,
我们好像一个死狗一样。
We are just like a dead dog.
我们很多的时候，我们就觉得很骄傲。
Oftentimes we are proud.
但是弟兄姐妹，你忘记了神的恩典。
You forgot the blessings of God.
我再说。
Let me repeat.
神给我们多少的恩典
God has blessed us with so much.
你有没有数算过
Have you ever counted them?
有一首诗歌
There's a hymn.
Count your blessing one by one. 对不起啊，这样
要数算你的恩典。
对了，我们要数算神的恩典了。
You have to count your blessings.
弟兄姐妹们，你数算吧。我跟我的那人主里面，我讲说，我们常常数算主。
My wife and I, by the blessings of God, we count.
我们今天所有今天
，We have today.
完全是上帝的。
It's all by His grace and blessing.
真的，我数算数算数算。
I count the blessings.
然后感恩呢
？And I am thankful, ever thankful.
我请问各位。
Let me ask you.
你有家里有四胞胎吗
？Do you have a quadruplets in your house, in your household? Quadruplets, four babies.
你们没有啊。
You don't.
我有啊。
I have.
我感恩了
and I, 对不对? We're thankful.
啊，有至于感恩了。
We are so thankful.
神的恩典了。
This is God's blessing.
弟兄姐妹们，这一个撒玛利亚看见他自己，他实在是不能活了，他是一个活死人呐。
This Samaritan man was a walking dead.
他虽然是活了，但是他是死的。
He is really a walking dead because he is destined to die.
因为没有人来接近他。
Because no one can cleanse
没有人也医治他。
No one can heal him.
今天主的恩典让他完全好了。
But now, by the blessings of Jesus, he is now healed completely.
所以他受伤主的恩典。
So he was counting the blessings.
他 realized.
He realized.
他真是意识到。
He has observed, perceived.
不是，他意识到他自己，哎呀，我今天活了。
He realized that he is alive today.
弟兄姐妹们。
Dear brothers and sisters.
这是何等大的恩典。
This is an immense blessing. Secondly.
他不仅是感觉到他不能活。
Not only did he realize he could not live.
现在活了。Continue to live,
now he's alive.
他是本来是不配的。
He was not worthy.
为什么不配呢?
Why not worthy?
我是撒玛利亚人啊。
Because he was a Samaritan.
撒玛利亚人在犹太人的眼中看着像狗一样的。
From the Jewish perspective, they were actually like dogs.
今天主耶稣基督竟然这样爱我。
Now Jesus has bestowed his love upon him.
虽然我好像在粪堆里面一样，在粪堆里面。
It's like he is now in collecting garbage.
但是主就把我提升过了。
And yet he's now been exalted. He's been raised. He is now this person.
我实在是不配了。
He says, I'm not worthy.
保罗在哥林多前书第十五章怎么说呢？
In 1 Corinthians 15, what does Paul say?
他我是不配的。
He says that I am not worthy.
I'm
not worthy to be an apostle.
我不配蒙这个主的恩典。
I am not worthy to receive
blessing. 不配。
I'm not worthy.
但我今天竟然蒙了神的恩典。
And yet I have received the blessings from God.
如果你去看提摩太前书第一章十五节。
If you read from 1 Timothy.
提摩太前书第一章十五节怎么说？
In 1 Timothy 1.
他的基督耶稣降世。
Jesus Christ came to the world in order to save the lost. I am the worst of all sinners. I am the biggest of all sinners. I should die. And yet, the Apostle Paul has received the blessing from God. First, not possible.
第二是不配了。
Second, not worthy. Not
今天我尽了蒙了恩典。
Since I'm not worthy and I have
received
the blessing, should I not be thankful?
你要不要感恩啊?
Should I not be thankful?
好像不大情愿的样子。弟兄姐妹们，我们都应该感恩啊。
We should all be thankful.
对不对?第三件事情。
Third lesson.
即使说耶稣医治他
，even that Jesus has cured him，
要付多少钱
？How much money？
要付多少钱
？How much money for a cure of leprosy？
啊，死里回生呢
？That is, he's been cured from the dead。
现在好了
，now he's good。
如果要付钱，付了七吧
？Can he afford the cure？
付了七吧
？Can he afford？
付七啊
？He could not afford it。
但是不要钱
，but it's free。
但是。所以我们感恩啊。
So you have to be thankful.
所以我们这个，你去看马太福音第十章，你白白的得了，你要白白的舍弃。
In Matthew 10, you receive it freely, you give it away freely.
主所给我们的恩典是白白的得来的。
The blessings you receive from God is free.
我们不要付任何的代价。
You don't have to pay the price.
所以在以弗所书第二章第八、第九节怎么说
？In Ephesians 2, 8 and 9,
你们这就是本乎恩典了。
You are saved by grace, not by your behavior or conduct. It is not because of what? It is not through your money. You receive the grace freely. Dear brothers and sisters, you'll see that he is thankful. It was impossible. Not worthy. Could not afford it. And yet he receives the blessing and grace.
你想他激动不激动啊?
Is he excited?
你说他感不感动啊?
Is he touched or moved?
Come on, 你们说嘛, 我问你们啊,
you tell me.
你说呢?
You tell me.
啊? 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 啊？好像有一个黑人。
There's a black man.
有一天呢，他礼拜天去做礼拜去。
He went to church on a Sunday.
太迟了，他都到他自己礼拜堂去做太迟了。
He was late for his own church.
他就进到他附近的一个教会去。
He went to a neighboring church.
啊，附近的教会去啊，那么他素不相识了，大家都不认识他。
He's a stranger in that new church.
他进去了。
He entered.
进去了以后，怎么时间里讲啊
？The pastor was preaching.
哦，讲就耶稣爱死了。
Jesus loves the people of the world.
耶稣为世人的罪死啊。
He will make your sins go away.
他是在另外一个教会的。
He should be going to another church.
在另外教会，他们的习惯叫 Amen, Hallelujah.
Everybody like to say Amen over there.
但是这个教会是安静静的。
But this particular church he's in is very quiet.
所以他就这个当牧师就说讲到上帝的恩典，他说 Hallelujah, Amen.
When the pastor was talking about the blessing and grace from God, he would then shout out, say, Hallelujah, Amen.
是大家全体的弟兄就害怕了，干什么好？
The congregation became scared because he was shouting.
后来一个招待来了。
Then an usher came.
就对这个一个女的矮一个姐妹说。
There's a sister that came and said.
叫她不要讲话。
Could you be quiet?
我们没有这样做法了。
We don't have this habit.
Okay.
Fine.
好。后来这个牧师接着讲
，The pastor continued to preach，
就讲了，又讲了这个很高潮的时候啊
，During the height of his sermon，
Hallelujah，
he says he shouted out Hallelujah，
又来了。
He came again.
因为这是从出于他的内心嘛。
Because this was bubbling out from his inner.
哇，这一个招待就来了。
The usher came.
不要讲了。
You have to be quiet.
别了，我们给你$5。
Perhaps we give you $5.
不要讲话。
To shut your mouth.
好。那么五块钱好好
$5
啊这牧师又讲
The pastor continued to preach
讲的又是在那一方面是非常感人的
He was preaching in a very moving way
他又走了
He could not hold himself back
想到五块钱
But he thought about the $5
他就不敢叫
He did not want to say it
想到这五块钱
He thought about the $5
后来他又叫了
Then he shouted again.
Hallelujah!
Hallelujah!
他站起来了。
He stood up.
哇，有人过来了。
Somebody came.
他说我给你五块钱，你不能叫吗？
I gave you $5 to be quiet.
你搅扰我们那么多的人啊。
Because you are disturbing so many people here.
他说你不要讲，我就给这个再给加上一条毯子，送给他一条毯子。
Then he says, not only am I going to give you $5, I'm going to give you a blanket too.
Yeah, blanket. 因为他是一个黑人嘛，因为他就觉得他们觉得他比较没有钱了。
Perhaps they thought that he was a needy person.
所以，好，不叫。那么这个传道人又讲了。
The pastor continued to preach.
到 conclusion 的时候，这个结论的时候，这个传道人讲得很高峰啊。
So the pastor preached.To a conclusion, which was the height of his sermon.
他感动得不得了啊！
He was moved and touched.
他就马上站起来了。
He stood up.
他五块钱也不要了，这个 blanket 也不要了，哈利路亚，感谢主。
He says, "I don't want the $5. I don't want the blanket. I want to thank God."
那弟兄姐妹们，你看见他从心里发出来。
This is something that was coming out from his inner being.
你我今天领受主多少的恩典
？When you and I receive the blessing of God,
我请问你有没有感恩过
？Have you ever been thankful?
你有没有感恩过
？Have you ever been thankful？
你看看这一个撒玛利亚人，他看见自己好了，意识到他自己好了，他主善主在他的身上安慰，他就回来了。
When the Samaritan man has realized so much blessings have come upon him, he's now healed. He came back.
其他九个人他知道接近了，就回家了。
The nine also realized that they've been healed, but they went home.
没有感动。
But they were not moved.
第二件事情
Second,
我看这个时间啊。第二件事情
Second point,
我们要看这一个人，这一个撒玛利亚回来感恩的那一个榜样。
Let us use the Samaritan man as an example.
我要让弟兄姐妹看见五件事情。
There are five things to learn from the example.
这五件事情我可以学习。
I can learn from it.
我盼望这五件事情你也能够好好。
I hope that you can learn from it.
这五件事非常重要。
These are important lessons to learn.
第一件事情
First,
他榜样什么榜样呢
？What example is it？
圣经说他看见他自己完全洁净了，就回来了。
The Bible says he saw that he was healed. He immediately went back.
什么意思
？What do you mean？
感恩感谢要立刻行动了。
To be thankful
对不对
requires immediate
对不对
action.
对不对
？Immediate action.
那弟兄姐妹，他看见他自己完全完全。寂静了，完全得到医治了，他立刻就回来，他是立刻行动。
When he perceived that he was healed, the response was immediate. He went back to Jesus right away.
弟兄姐妹们，你什么时候蒙到主的恩典，你马上就感恩。
Whenever you receive the blessing, you have to respond right away.
我告诉各位哦。
Let me tell you.
我们要立刻感恩的。
It has to be a response, immediate response in thanksgiving.
我们多少的人说感恩，用嘴巴感恩。
Many of us will pay lip service to be thankful.
我们就用于祷告感恩。
We use prayer to thank.
我们在那做见证感恩。
We thank the Lord with witnessing testimony. But then the question is there corresponding action?
你说呢?
What about you?
你说呢?
What about you?
我不是讲过一个讲过一个事情吗?
I've given you a story before.
有一个很有钱的人啊。
There's a rich man.
他病得快要死啊。
He was on his dying bed.
牧师就为他最后去祷告。
The pastor prayed for him.
哎呀，他的弟兄啊。
He says, brother.
你有什么事情要想要向上帝讲啊。
Do you want to say something to the Lord before you die?
我为你祷告。
I'll pray for you.
换句话说你快去见上帝啊。
In other words, this man is about to die.
他说牧师啊。
He says, pastor,
我如果好了。
If I get better,
我给教会250万。
I will give the church $2.5 million.
他是个很有钱的人啊。
Because he was a rich man.
教会真需要钱。
And the church needed the money.
他不给。
He did not give.
但是快要死了。
But when he was about to die,
他说主如果医治我的话，
he says, if the Lord heals me, I will donate $2.5 million to the church.
所以牧师一听听见了以后，哇，感恩啊，感谢主啊。
When the pastor heard this, he says, thank God. And so he recruited all the brothers and sisters to pray for this dying rich man. Because if he gets better, it's $2.5 million. Our church is in financial need, and the $2.5 million is what we need. The Lord answered their prayers. The rich man got better. Then the pastor said, let's pray. Because once he fully recovers, that's $2.5 million. But when the rich man got better, he forgot about the promise.
So he must have gone to his house and talked about it. And then he said, oh, there's
$250,000. The pastor would visit the rich man constantly to remind him of his promise.
And
whenever he's on the pulpit, he would see this man, he will try to remind him of the promise.
哎，但是这个富人呢，病好了以后啊，听见250万，无动于衷啊。
But now the rich man, it is as though he forgot about the promise of $2.5 million.
他以为牧师在跟讲别人呢。
He figured that the pastor was referring to somebody else.
后来牧师有一天，他我一定要到他家里去。
One day, the pastor said, "Resolved, I have to go to the rich man's house."
我们要讲清楚。
We want to clarify this issue.
去了以后
，He went.
他说：“弟兄，你记得不记得
？”He says, "Brother, do you remember?"
几个月以前呢
？A few months ago.
你在医院里头
？You were in the hospital.
医生说没有希望了。
When the doctor said you were hopeless,
我为你祷告。
I prayed for you.
你说了。
And you said,
我病好了以后
，When you get better,
如果主上帝怜悯我
，That if the Lord
has mercy on
you, that you will donate $2.5 million to the church.
有没有啊
？Did you say that?
这我讲过吗
？Then the rich man says, "Did I say it?
我讲过吗
？Did I say it?"
我大概那个时候太糊涂了。
He says, "Maybe I was confused at that time."
我讲大概讲糊涂话了。
Maybe I was just confused.
弟兄姐妹们，你看见没有？
You see this?
需要的时候主啊恩典恩典恩典，然后恩典神给他恩典完了以后就忘恩忘恩忘。
When in time of need he would be asking for this and that. When he gets it, he forgets.
你如果去看诗篇116篇。
In Psalm 116.
哎呀，这个作诗的人怎么说呢？
What does the psalmist say?
啊，主医治我的脚，不让我跌倒。
Heal my feet so that I do not stumble.
主帮助我，使我免去死亡。
So that I can avoid death.
我要怎样来报得耶和华的恩典呢？
How do I repay the blessings of the Lord Jehovah?
我要举起救恩的杯。
I'm going to raise up and exalt the salvation cup.
上帝的恩典。
And remember all His blessings.
而且我要在上帝的家中在那里还。
I will repay everything that I promised in the house of God. If you have promised anything to God, and how many of you have made promises? But the question is, how many of you have fulfilled those promises? How many of you have fulfilled?
朋友，你收听的是福乐人生讲坛的系列节目，我是玛丽姐妹，感谢你的收听，也希望你能为活在耶稣里福音事工祷告。如果你愿意用金钱奉献来支持福音节目，请在我们网站的首页点击奉献支持，与我们一起同工，带领更多的同胞来归向神的救恩。